obstructions, the afflictive obstructions that prevent liberation, as well as the obstructions to omniscience, one attains what was mentioned yesterday, that is to say, the omniscient consciousness of a Buddha.
Oh, that is the Hindu. Shuddha chawa simjengi tuan tuya la. And rangi, kasore namjin mundu machaba, ta shendu tarshin bashi tu tuya shi. Meba tongni, ta shuddha chawa simjengi tuan da la. And zoba sanji goba ta matoba tamindu sambe. And kasore bit of firm determination shi kien gudwa.
Therefore, in order to bring about the welfare of other sentient beings who are one's objects of intent, it is necessary oneself to become enlightened. When one sees this and develops then firm determination to become enlightened in order to be of service to others, then this is called altruistic mind generation or bodhicitta.
Oh, chamba gombe, shijingi da. Doi, as a tundu, tundu the Wanda Jing and Alolia, Sim Gi Bani Shandun, Shir Yanda Zobe Changjundu, Sim Giba Shishawani, Shiru Shawana, Shangi Tandalia, and Zhongjang Goban Tundu, Nyingi, Sim. Kada energy Shandun to Nigi, Lodi, Guche, and Changju to Nigi, and Dumba Deda.
As Maitreya said in his ornament for clear realization, this being his condensation or summary of the meaning of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, the altruistic mind generation is the wish for perfect enlightenment for the sake of others. Thus, the cause is an attitude of wishing to bring about the welfare of others, and one has an aspiration to one's own enlightenment in order to bring this about. The mental consciousness, which is caused by such and is assisted by a simultaneous aspiration to one's own enlightenment for that purpose, is called mind generation or altruistic mind generation. One needs to train in this attitude until it is generated in one's continuum. Thus, in the scriptures of the Great Vehicle, especially in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, there are, for instance, the eight great bodhisattvas who are assuming the lifestyle of a Devaputra.
That in the Hindu, Texingi, that Shung Dus and Yamlin Chen Yombek, Texing Shung Re, and that Tequash and Lamden and Yamlin Chen Yombek Gola, Dulugi, Dulugi, Tequash and Lam Yamlin Chen Dus Yombek Gola, any? She, Papa Janes, Shin Jambaya, she Panga Drama, Sarzu Teddy, Pajir. 공야 셔요. 제스 참 방구 제스 참 셔요. 뭐 되게 인도 다 어 가서래 어 도저히 다 바로도 집에 거기 다 가다지 퇴진 남는 중에서 어다 아 네 세가 하듯이 되지. 근데 방구 주도 셔네. 제스 참 배 남는 땡겨버다. 근데 인도 퇴진 그 쳐 타서 나면은 퇴진 쳐 타서다 리그만 구질이야. 구질래 못 와.
In the Great Vehicle Practice, according to the Sutra system, there are, for instance, the eight close sons of the Buddha, Manjushri and so forth, who, in accordance with Maitreya's explanation, at the point of serial application in his Ornament for Clear Realization, who are to be recollected. Let's see, in there he speaks of the six recollections, one of these being the recollection of deities or gods. Among these gods, there are mundane gods and supramundane gods. Included in the supramundane gods are figures such as the Bodhisattvas, Manjushri, and so forth. Thus, even in the sutra system, there are such exalted figures.
That the Hindu, Maranzu, Chanjuk Singh Binyamin Shevakolia, Papa Genesilia saw it up, the Papa Genesil saw it up. Any Yamin Shana, draw you to be it up.
For the practice of compassion and altruism, there is great connection and benefit in making supplications to the superior or Arya Avalokiteshvara. For one pointed practice of wisdom, the wisdom realizing emptiness, it is effective and important to make supplications to Manjushri.
Oh, that digi, tethebu kone da chanju kusem le yallo changde. Da chanju kusem bu nyon ni sin chungso na. Eni sem dini tembra chaywe tunda la, mesim chogya la ya chsongre.
When through such means one practices compassion and altruism, and the mind becomes moved and actually generates such, then for the sake of stabilizing or making firm that mind, it is helpful to engage in the rite of the aspirational intention to become enlightened. I was thinking tomorrow to perform a brief ceremony of the assumption of the promise of the aspirational intention to become enlightened.
Then mesim chaga lani eni tene ta mesim tambu chene chune samle ya ta sim ke ba sam ge dgi ya mare sim ke ne sim ge sang sam ge mi chaw ba sim ge sang gu ti nyamling la leng ge thone
Then when the aspirational intention to become enlightened becomes firm, it is a time when one can actually implement the bodhisattva practices. One has to then train in the bodhisattva deeds.
That java liya, she just be java, rangi me bache ba paro to shimbo, chuk, shenji me bache ba duwe ngo ba shis shabare. That zo di, chinru gu nalu, du shisu chang yungu yare, tenre yindu, that chinru gu nyamne shabare.
Now, it is said that the perfection of one's own development is through the six.
Rangi me bache ba, paro to shimbo, chuk, shen, rangi gyu me bache ba.
It is said that.
That sosu gyu ya jat banya liya, chinru.
It is said that the practice of the six perfections are for the sake of maturing or developing one's own continuum, whereas the practice of the four means of gathering students are for the sake of maturing or ripening others. But the four means of gathering students can be included in the six perfections, Thus, the main practice for bodhisattvas is the six perfections. Then the sixth perfection, that of wisdom, can be divided itself, can be subdivided, whereby there come to be ten perfections. Then the six perfections, which are the practices of bodhisattvas, can be condensed into the three trainings of bodhisattvas. They are included into the perfection of ethics, the perfection of concentration, and the perfection of wisdom. The training of the perfection of ethics, the training of the perfection of concentration, and the training of the perfection of wisdom. Effort, the perfection of effort then is involved in all three of those. Giving and patience are then taken as branches of the practice of the training of the perfection of ethics. This is the way that the six perfections are included into the three trainings. When one arrives at the point of feeling from the depths of one's heart to engage in the deeds, the practices of bodhisattvas, these either being the six perfections or the three trainings of bodhisattvas, then it is the appropriate time to take the bodhisattva vows of the practical intention to become enlightened. In the Sakyava system, the the practice the rite of taking the bodhisattva vows is divided into two types, one according to the Chittamatra or mind only system, and the other according to the Madhyamaka system. When one takes the bodhisattva vows, one takes 18 basic vows and 46 secondary or minor ones, these being a bringing together of the meanings of two different sutras. Now the six perfections can be included into the three trainings. The three trainings can be included into the two practices of the level of paths of the profound and the level of paths of the vast. That is the topic of the Bodhisattva's ethics. Then for the practice of mantra or tantra, it is necessary for the trainee to have an even stronger intention to become enlightened for the sake of other sentient beings. A person feeling to do this very quickly. Then in terms of the profound path, one needs either to have stable wisdom, realizing emptiness, or to be a person whose wisdom for realizing emptiness can be easily activated. To be a special trainee of Tantra, it is necessary that the person be. In order to be a special trainee of Tantra, that is to say, a trainee for whom the practice of Tantra or Mantra was specifically set forth. It's absolutely necessary for that person to be of very sharp faculties. However, just to be a trainee of Tantra, just to practice Tantra, this is not necessarily so. It'll be possible to be of varying types, sharper and duller. Thus, in terms of secondary trainees, it's possible for the person to be a follower of the Chittamatra system. In terms of schools of tenets, there are two Hinayana schools, the Vaibhashika and Sautrantika schools, and in terms of the Mahayana schools, there are the Chittamatra and Madhyamaka schools. In terms of the people who hold these various schools, it's possible to be a Vaibhashika or Sautrantika, that is to say a Hinayanist by way of tenet, and yet to have generated this altruistic intention to become enlightened, whereby one is a Mahayanist in terms of path. It's also possible to be a Chittamatran or a Madhyamaka or even a Prasangika Madhyamaka in terms of tenet, and even as a Prasangika Madhyamaka to have realized emptiness, and yet not to be a person of the great vehicle, a Mahayanist by way of path, but to be a hearer or solitary realizer by way of path. In the sutra system of the Great Vehicle, there is a union of the two truths, a union of method and wisdom, in the sense that the practice of wisdom is conjoined with the force of the practice of method, and the practice of method is conjoined with the force of the practice of wisdom. However, in mantra, there is a union of the two truths in the sense that the consciousnesses of method and wisdom are one undifferentiable entity. This is a distinguishing feature of mantra. Thus, for a person who is a special trainee for whom mantra was especially spoken or set forth, that person wishing to attain Buddhahood quickly, especially quickly for the sake of helping sentient beings, that person takes an interest in this path of method and wisdom, which are one undifferentiable entity.
No, tanga nyamni chebala ya ngala ini kasore di chinle gu jundu jere thane maji da dolam gu kole ini chinle gu jundu jere ko kuguri di lhagwa nga ga nalo la chinle gu jundu jere chuku yu ta.
For the practice of mantra, it is especially important to become part of a transmission or continuum of blessings from the previous great beings. This exists also in sutra practice, but it is especially important in mantra. Since this is the case, the initial door of entry for these blessings is the receiving of initiation. In mantra, there are four sets of tantras, and since the paths which are to be cultivated or meditated upon have a difference in the four levels of tantra, the initiations which ripen the continuum for that practice are also different, are also correspondingly different. With respect to the two lower tantras, action and performance, there is no clear explanation in any of the tantras that there is a tantric vow for that is taken upon initiation into the practice of those tantras. Whereas it is clear in many tantras that with initiation into yoga tantra and highest yoga tantra, there is the taking of the tantric vows.
Mm.
In the two lower tantras, action and performance, there are many pledges to be kept. In order to receive the initiation and the vows in a mandala of yoga tantra or highest yoga tantra, it is first necessary to have a fully qualified lama or guru. Therefore, in all four sets of tantras, there is particular emphasis on the activities of the lama. In the same way, the Buddha set forth the qualifications of a lama for the various stages of the path, beginning with the discipline up through the sutra systems and up through the tantra systems. Thus, in order to receive initiation and to receive vows, it is necessary to have a lama who has the full qualifications. Thus, as was said earlier, one should not rely just on the person but on the doctrine. Thus, it's necessary for the person to who teaches the doctrine to know the doctrine well. There's nothing fantastic just about some sort of person.
Oh yeah.
Thus one can receive initiation from such a fully qualified lama. So now, where does one receive initiation? One receives initiation in a mandala. For ripening one's continuum for the practice of tantra, the main thing is initiation in the mandala. There also is a subsequent practice called a rite of permission, which is for the sake of receiving blessings or empowerment with respect to a specific practice. The main part of this is the receiving of initiation.
Oh yeah. That tele, that you coma, that did you shizalalia, any kingo, Dunzungi kingo, Rejigi kingo, something kingo to the other.
For all four tantras, there are different types of mandalas. There's a mandala that is drawn on, well, there's a painted mandala drawn on cloth. There is mandala that is constructed from colored sands, and there is.
Someday.
And there is a concentration mandala.
다드네 규도 고만 입었잖아. 아니 대대부터 아니 가지고 그게 차진 창에 타네. 아니 원 뇌니 아니 나지 도발한 게 아래.
Then in the two higher tantras, Yoga Tantra and highest Yoga Tantra, in such a mandala, one receives initiation and can receive the tantric vows. In for both yoga and highest yoga tantra, the basic vows are 14, and then there are other sort of gross infractions that one is to keep from also. But because there is a difference in the mode of procedure of their respective paths, there are slight differences in the actual vows. If one disregards for the moment those vows of individual liberation which are taken just for 24 hours, all of the other vows of individual liberation are taken for the entire lifetime as long as one lives. But one can offer back one's vows. However, the Bodhisattva vows and the Tantric vows can last right through to the time of enlightenment as long as one has not undergone a root infraction. That is the topic of the ethics of the mantra vehicle. In the practice of mantra, one is mainly overcoming or getting rid of the appearance of oneself and one's surroundings as ordinary and the conception of them as ordinary. Thus, most of the vows and pledges are concerned with restraining or constraining our sense of ordinary appearance and our own feeling of ourselves and companions as being ordinary. Thus, these vows are a matter of taking the lower vows and then adding on the upper vows. Householders who have the Bodhisattva vows and in addition have the mantra vows, keep the householder's version of the vows of individual liberation. In the Kala Chakra Tantra, In the Kala Chakra Tantra, which is one of the main tantras of the new translation schools, it is said that if there are three teachers of Kala Chakra, of Tantra, one who has the householder's vow, one who has the vow of a novice monk, and another who has the vow of a full-fledged monk, the person who has the vow of a full-fledged monk should be considered higher than the others. Thus, this indicates the high estimation of the vows of individual liberation that is present even in the tantric text. And in the Guhya Samaja, it says that externally one keeps the discipline of the practice of individual liberation, and internally, and internally has a closeness for the practice of Guhya Samaja. Thus, this indicates a unification of the practice of individual liberation and of Tantra.
Oh, yeah. That's the course teacher.
So that's the course class for today?
For this morning.
For this morning, sorry, yes.